button. Let's go over this clip, and then I'll give my commentary. Let's get it. It says, when you finally meet the man whose masculine energy overpowers yours and brings out your feminine submissive side. No, ladies, look, you either feminine or you're not. Forget all this stuff about, I gotta meet the right man to bring it out. I gotta meet the right man that has the magical key to unlock my femininity. No, man, that's BS. It's nonsense. Okay, the equivalent would be like guys walking around with a broken wrist, speaking in a dainty voice, prancing around talking about, oh, I'm going to be feminine until I meet the right woman to bring out my masculinity. Hey, ladies, are you feminine enough to bring out my masculinity? How would you look at that? Yeah, exactly. And that's how we look at you talking about, oh, the right man got to bring out my femininity or until then I'm going to be masculine. Cut it out. Nonsense.
You crazy ass women aren't attracted to masculinity. You guys are attracted to toxicity. Once I figured that out, my little heart never got broke again. See, the trick to women is you gotta sell them that fairy tale dream, and then once you do, you snatch that shit back like, psych! I'll give you an example. There's this girl at the gym who literally has gave me every sign you could possibly give a man to please come up, talk to me, and ask me for my number. And I'm so fucking toxic. I've been stringing her along for like a month. Like some days I go in there and I'll smile at her and I'll stare at her back, and sometimes I'll wink and she'll put her head down and smile. And then the next day on purpose, I'll go in there and I'll completely fucking ignore her. Act like she's not even there.
Okay, this guy's toxic, but he's admitting he's toxic. Look, I'm not doing all that. That's way too much effort. See, he's trying to come across like he don't care about this woman validation, or he don't care if this woman like him or not. But obviously you do if you're putting this much effort and thought and energy into this. Don't turn into this guy, fellas. I hate the whole saying who hurt you, because it's just a way for women to deflect when we make a good point or try to diminish us or discredit us. But in this case, the who hurt you thing may apply. He probably got screwed around by women his whole life, and he finally turned into a villain doing stuff like this. But this is petty, it's immature, it's just unnecessary, and it's unmanly, really. I mean, but even when he first came on, I mean, shirtless on TikTok with his hat turned backwards and he looked like he in his 40s, I mean, we knew he was going to be a douchebag, right? He didn't even have to say anything, we kind of knew what it was. A lot of times you can judge a book by its cover.
Like, she gets tore up too. She'll be doing legs, and then all of a sudden she jumps on the tricep machine beside me and I act like she's invisible. Now the next time I go in the gym and actually pay her any form of attention, even something as small as looking back at her, she's going to be excited. And when I finally ask her out, and I will ask her out, she's going to be wrapped around my fucking finger, man. Now, do you think if I was like most guys and she showed me any form of attention, I just waddle my ass up there like a lost puppy looking for an owner and go, hey, would you like to go out? Do you think she would like me as much?
Well, that part is true. When you're dealing with women, it's best to not act like you're too eager and act like she's doing you such an honor and you're so privileged to just be in her presence. Women aren't attracted to that. Women, you can co-sign me if you agree in the comment section. You kind of got to have that attitude like, eh, you could take her or leave her. She cool, she kind of cute, but you could take her or leave her. That's the type of attitude that women usually respond best to. Kissing women's butt has never gotten men laid a lot, or a lot of offers to have girlfriends.
How can you be my wife, my queen, my soulmate? These times men can see you for $4.99 a month, bruv.
Yeah, but
Netflix is £10, bruv.
Yeah, but then
Netflix is £10. That means my girl's is worth less than Netflix.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. Well, yeah, that's kind of true. But look, I don't even got to go into all the mathematics of it. Like, if a chick got OF or a Cash App link in her bio, it's a no-go. So I don't got to do no equations or nothing like that, or compare her to streaming services or nothing like that, because I'm not initiating, period. Ladies, advice. If you want to be taken serious at any point in this lifetime by a man you find to be high value, leave the Cash App links out your bio and don't ever start an OF. It's simple. Just trying to help you out. Wait, seen his ex's mom and had to get revenge? Oh, that's cold. Come on, lady, grow up. You still trying to relive your 20s? Why do women just refuse to let it go? Embrace your older age. Be that wise older woman. You can have other worth in the world other than being a sex symbol. Why are you even in the club? And don't get revenge on exes. Just move on. It's not worth it. The mom probably thought he was cute the whole time. She was down with it. She might have came on to him a couple times while he was still with the daughter. Sick.